I gave up everything that brought me joy in my life, I'd be living in my Volkswagen with a six-pack of beer and my dog. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to be hanging out with you for a couple hours here. We're going to be drinking beers with the indie beers, hopefully. And talk about some beer releases to look out for, some beer culture news, beers we were drinking the past week, and of course the listeners, the most involved listenership in the podcasting universe that is our voicemail segment and mini podcast segment. That's all coming.
What?
Before the show, we had a couple beers, tailgating beers. One from Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps, donated to the show. Corelios Effect. New Zealand.
Wow.
New Zealand.
Never heard of them.
Man, that's a new thing.
New Zealand style IPA from New Image. Double dry hopped. Hard out fizzy drink for the...
Sorry.
Hard out fizzy drink for the chili bean.
The chili bean.
It is... It's got New Zealand hops, as you would imagine. And then New Image is... They're a Colorado brewer, right? Correct? Am I correct in... Assuming that
it's from Colorado,
sure.
If that's what you want to believe,
I thought it was pretty good.
I was enjoying that beer.
I'm having a little bit more for.
Oh really?
And we also had, I believe this one's donated by Bearded Brewer 87, Full Circle Brewing's second anniversary beer, the Guava Kettle Sour. Oh. From 2018.
Wow.
And that's a good sour.
Is it too early to start the show off with music?
Apparently.
I feel like this is going to mean something.
Got to hit it just right.
Drummer, he's got to be on time.
We'll get back to the rest of it later.
Freely.
Now I feel like Peter the show Chris will be going out on that.
Waiting here for me. Yes, I do.
We got a new beer. That's a sign of a new beer. Man. This was a looking out for beer. Nick.
I'm sad.
The Nick 80 from Alvarado Street. In the Garage, what you're hearing from Weezer there. It's got a Weezer-esque label.
Whoa.
Dry AF.
Pale. Did you guys see the percentage? Oh,
knew it.
Here?
Pale. It's pale.
Pale. Knew it.
Negative. I did not.
No? Okay.
5.9.
Matt says 5.9. You want to go with something there?
I'm not sure he even sipped it. I think he's just guessing now and being right.
It's a pale, guys. It's a pale.
5.9.
Wow, that's dry.
5.5.
It is 5.3. Nick wins this one. That is a dry beer.
That is very dry.
It's like, it's almost a brute, but not exactly.
I wouldn't go there.
I would.
Don't offend me with those words. This tastes like a brute. Does anybody else agree?
Now... My palate's so messed up now.
Uh-oh.
It's like I don't even know what a pale tastes like anymore. I'm just like, is that brute?
Thank goodness for Flagship February.
Here's our pale. Is that
to
a
get
brute?
You back in line.
Flagship February. Welcome everyone.
It's a thing.
It's Flagship February.
Take you back. Remind you of what those traditional beers tasted like.
Goose Islands IPA.
Oh no.
Featured in Flagship February.
Is this what we're doing?
It's a hybrid ale lager yeast strain that we think is pretty spectacular with fruity hops. Nelson Mosaic. In this case, I would have, the nose is totally Nelson.
Nelson
nose.
It's got that's not a Mosaic nose.
But. No, but I was curious about the specialty ale lager yeast blend that they've come up with. What does that mean?
Specialty? You'll never guess it, so.
It's probably an ale yeast that can be lagered.
Mm-hmm. So temperature.
I've heard that term thrown about the brewery.
About the brewery.
It's like, aren't those two different kinds of yeast? And it's like, yeah, well, this one can kind of do both if you want it to.
It's universal.
Wow. Yeah.
Got it at Granger.
Industry talk.
Granger for the ones who get it done.
And there was somebody else saying
for
that.
For the ones who get it done.
I think it was Jason Gray. Or it might have been Matt Vaught. It was one of those two guys. There was a side conversation they were talking about saying that there was some yeast that could actually take some higher temperatures too. So it was like, I guess now they can just do whatever they want.
Oh man.
It's like this yeast comes in a Lamborghini glove box because they want to do it.
It's wrapped in fine Italian leather.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeast technology has just gone.
Yeast technology.
So high end now. Mm-hmm. Can do anything.
Louis Vuitton yeast.
Well, it's a good beer, whatever it is. I'm still saying it's brewed IPA.
I wish it was less hazy, but it is a fine haze amount.
It is extremely pale in color.
Yeah.
It's about as tan as these crackers we're eating.
it's homemade lemonade with the pulp taken out. Color.
Yeah.
Hi, Louie.
Hi. Louie.
Couldn't help but notice you're eating crackers there.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm aggressive.
Oh, you want this? Did you want this? Ow. Oh, now what?
Louie's getting too.
He's gonna chew on your phone.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to pay for that later.
Oh, yeah. You're going to get nom, it. Nom,
nom, nom, nom. Oh, well. Wow. I got me a can with a cool label for the shelf. I'm happy.
Let's go. Flagship February. Else. What do you think about it?
I love it.
You love it.
We now have two local bars on board with this idea.
Oh, yeah, I'm done with these new style things. Back to the basics.
I thought I was in the cool trend because I was like, I bought a case of Modern Times Ice. And I was like, wait, they came out with that 3 years after they started the brewery.
That's actually not a flagship beer.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I should have bought a case of Blazing World because that'd be ooh, a flagship for modern times.
World market find.
Remember that? Remember those beers? Blazing World. It was only like beer of the year on our beer of the year awards.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 years ago. Nobody cares anymore. But now, Flagship February, I'm back. I'm back in.
You're back in?
Yeah.
What's your first flagship? How far back are you going to go?
Pale Sierra.
So you're not going to work hard at all at this?
Nope.
Not working hard at all. Not giving this any more thought. Yeah. Just getting pale.
And that's just because you're already at Chili's.
Yep. Hey, Flagship February, Chili's Bros.
Chili's Bros. What?
Really? They're like participating in a thing? Well, I guess.
Look at all their flagships.
Yeah, look at all these flagships. Chili's is all about Flagship February, guys.
Flagship February just made every chain restaurant cool.
Yeah. All the chains are like, huh, what? Someone's like, oh, you guys are in Flagship February? Manager's like, yeah, that's a thing that we're doing. Would you like more of that beer that's in our flagship?
It's on special right now.
So what's flagship mean? What's he talking about? I don't know. Just give him more Sierra.
He thinks they're on sale, so sell him more.
Sell him more. Thinks it's cool. We finally got a beer geek in here. Thinks we're cool. I really like your chalkboard. Thanks.
Yeah, we had Cindy whip that up. She's got really good hand penmanship.
Man, we're like hot. I think he's going to take a picture and put it on Instagram. We're going to blow up, guys. I'm calling in some people. Calling in more waiters.
Where's the reserve staff? Get the chefs out here. We need more waiters.
Come on. It's going to be big.
Mm-mm. I do not like what's about to happen.
Love me some Nelson.
It worked out to be a good beer.
Whoa. Whoa.
So thank you to Guitar Center John, apparently.
Hey, John, can you come in? Some beer geek posted a picture, and it's fucking flagship beer right now. We need more people in here. All the beer geeks are going crazy. John, are you there? Pick up. Pick up. I know you're there, John. Pick up the phone.
I'm sorry. I'm finishing my shift at Guitar Center. I'll be in 25, 60 minutes.
Well, hurry up, man. I'm anticipating a lot of beers in here in about 30 minutes.
Sorry, we're having a two-for-one special on Grateful Dead stickers today. We got a long
line. I don't know what that is, man. Just get in here. We got a guy ordering a 24-ounce of Sierra Nevada. We don't know what to do.
You're never going to believe it. 12 dads are teaching their kids smoke on the water at this very moment. I got to stay for this.
I got to go, John. This guy's always known as...
You've never lived until you've heard 12 versions of Smoke on the Water.
We're endangering of emptying our first keg in 6 months.
I'm hoping to go to Stairway to Heaven next. This is unbelievable.
Just get in here, John.
Thanks, Dorktown.
If you're hearing this, you know a Dorktown has happened recently. And also some political rants, I'm sure.
I don't know. Wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know.
So, good. Flagship February. Do you have what's yours? You said you're challenging me. It's your flagship beer.
I'm going to go back to 2002 and enjoy a Anchor Brown Porter.
Oh, all right.
No, that's not.
Is that round? Is that a thing?
What was Anchor Porter?
They had a.
Yeah, they had a.
What was the brown? It was like Bill's Brown or Bob's. It was somebody's Brown.
Mm-hmm. Billy Bob's Brown.
Billy Bob's Brown.
Boar's Brown?
That sounds right. I don't know. You're the Browns. You like the Browns. You should know.
Like the Browns.
I like the Cleveland Browns.
Breckles Brown.
Breckles Brown. That's what it was.
There we go.
But that's buyout beer now. Oh. Can't buy it anymore.
At what flagship isn't buyout? Besides Pale.
Stone. Yeah. Stone IPA.
Get some Arrogant Bastards.
Arrogant Bastards.
No. Just
no.
There's some things you don't have to relive.
But it's flagship.
Boston Lager.
Boston Lager. Let's have it. That we can get. I feel confident about getting that.
Getting a Boston.
Go to Texas Roadhouse.
Nice.
Welcome to Texas Roadhouse. We've got that newfangled Boston Lager all the indie beer kids are talking about.
And a cardboard cutout of Patrick Swayze.
Roadhouse. Anyway, it's tough on the voice.
What is? What are you talking about?
I know. It happens to me every day.
Oh, yeah. Look at that guy. He doesn't have to do anything. It just sounds like it. Matt, do you have a flagship? Flagship come to mind?
They're probably just drinking PBR and Sierra Nevada Pale. It's nothing different for me.
He's doing a blend. Yeah, like, double fisting.
Ooh, blend.
Sometimes I go, I'm tired of hops. I'll just get a PBR. And then sometimes I'll be like, what do you have?
I'm tired of flavor.
What do you have? $7 for a draft? Okay, I'll do that. $4.50 for that 12-ounce bottle of Sierra Nevada Pale. Cool, thanks.
Yeah. Cool. Cool story, bro.
Flagship February.
What happened to Mendocino Brewing with the Red Tail Ale?
Oh, yeah.
Are they? Were they always buyout? Were they ever buyout? Did they just disappear?
I think they just disappear.
Man. That was popular around here.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a Venny's find.
Red Tail was a staple craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you brought that to a party, you're like, whoa.
Wow. Ooh, this guy's fancy.
This guy's got some money.
He's got a dollar.
Yeah. Got two extra dollars than we do.
All I got is Rolling Rock.
I just got Rolling Rock. It's a cool green bottle.
Hey, guys, it's green, but it's not Heineken.
Mmm. Got a horse.
Well, what's going on in some culture other than Flagship February? But
that's all you need to know.
That's all I had in my notes. So,
Flagship February.
Please visit Goldstein's and Spokies for
Goldstein's. They're just loving it. Rad Stacy, I hear, is just loving this Flagship February.
Mm-hmm. You want flagships? Like, I'll get you flagships.
Laying down the law.
I got them.
There you go. Get some new bilge.
It seems like this thing has started, and then and everybody that all the people that are normally have flagships are like, oh shit, yeah, we're doing this.
Woo-hoo, we're in. Ale trail.
There's nobody that planned it, but it's like everybody that just happens to have flagships are like, yeah. Flagship February.
We got some pyramid.
You got, speaking of flagships, Sierra Nevada buying Sufferfest. See that? Buying their first brewery. What do you think of Sierra buying somebody?
I think this is the new CEO mucking things up.
Oh. You don't think Ken would have?
I do not see this happening under the old regime.
Mm-hmm.
As much as they would have, like, just given him a pile of money. Like, here.
Right.
Take it. Be good. Don't mess this up.
Mm-hmm.
I love gold.
I think somebody was fed a story and.
Who, the new kid ownership?
Yeah.
But because I've had one Sufferfest beer because they're in Whole Foods here.
Okay.
It's the only place I've ever seen them. And it was okay. Now that Sierra owns them, I'm more interested now. But I do wonder, I'm wondering what the purpose is.
Yeah, that's...
I don't understand the why.
Yeah, why? What did you... Were they hurting? Did they...
Yeah, like... I could before
somebody lose a bet
before before Lagunitas went to Heinekenitas, they bought before he went full, like when he was at 50%, he bought like three breweries that were like in trouble, just as sort of like cool guy thing to do.
Yeah,
and yeah, I hadn't seen anything about this being that kind of situation where Sufferfest was. Because they're from the Bay Area. They're San Francisco or Bay Area somewhere. So I would think, so I guess it would be possible that they're like friends and like these Sufferfest was in trouble and they're like, oh, we'll just buy you. How's that? We got money.
We got money. We need a write-off.
Yeah. But I don't know. I didn't even read into it. I'm just like, oh, Sierra.
Oh, yeah. Speculation without research. That's always awesome. No, I don't get it. That's why I'm thinking it's purely a move by the new guy.
He feels like this is something we should do.
Yeah. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. I don't know. But it definitely doesn't feel like something. Because if Sierra was just into buying people to help them out, they would have done that long ago. I mean, look at the resilience thing, how much they've helped that community that they have no idea who those people are. They just know they're their neighbors and they need the help. Why buy a seemingly okay brewery for no reason?
Something's buried under it.
Water rights.
They just want the land.
Mineral rights.
Wherever Sufferfest is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're a contract brewed, but I have no idea.
Get them into the Bay Area.
That was just a gut feeling. I didn't know that they had a tap room or not a tap room, or I've never heard anyone talk about it. If it wasn't for it being in our Whole Foods here, I would have zero idea about it, Sufferfest. So, which makes it weirder.
Such
to
a
me.
Strange name, too.
I know. It's just like, huh?
It's a mouthful.
This is like, is this supposed to be like, did somebody suffer? Like, and this is what you want to name your brewery? after suffering? I don't know. I don't understand.
So clearly we know nothing.
Yep. But good luck. Right now we're having 6 points barrel aged four beans from the Fontana Gym donated to this to us. 6 points, New Jersey or New York? 6 points. Six barrel aged four beans. We haven't had this one before. We have 6 points.
No, it's been a while since we've had any 6 points.
Or no, that's the three bean or the bean one we've had before, but not the barrel aged. This is we've had four beans before, but not barrel aged four beans.
Today I learned there's a secret can shelf that I've never recognized before. There's a secret can
shelf up there, bro. Wow. Without the odd
cans. Nice. You have odd cans. Please come over here.
Please come over here. I'm an odd can aficionado.
Mm.
It's very barrel aged. Heavy on the barrel aged.
Dude. Yeah, it's on the borderline of that weird ashy flavor. I don't quite enjoy this.
I want to see 6 point go to normal cans.
Nah,
I'm tired of energy drink cans.
Gives you wings with weird.
Don't get much vanilla.
Marijuana leaf.
Oh, there's supposed to be vanilla in there?
Madagascar vanilla beans.
I don't get any vanilla.
Rye barrels and bourbon barrels.
Ooh, oh, man. I just got it some heat.
Yeah, there you go.
Whew.
Get it.
To fuse Baltic myth and treasured spice.
Dear treasured spice.
Aw, thanks.
The fifth Spice Girl. Treasured
Spice. Treasured Spice, yes.
It's a new one.
She didn't make it.
It's me, Treasured Spice. Come find me. X marks the spot.
Is she the hidden track on the album of Spice Girls?
She's on the B-side.
You ran with that way too easily.
I was ready. Spice Girl reference. Finally.
Six years later.
Here it is. I'm that locked and loaded for a while. Well, that's good. We're all good on culture.
Two more.
All right. Good.
If we have time.
Oh, we sure do.
We haven't even barely started culture.
Oh. Well, then.
Give it to me. Give it to me.
We are starting to feel the effects of this Canarchy investment venture.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert for Bincott, had some three weavers.
Whoa.
They're part of this adventure now.
Oh, yeah?
And I believe Mikey Toppour spotted some Cigar City at the market.
Sounds douchey. The market. Two Cigar Cities.
Yeah. These are all
Hi-Li and some other one.
Part of the Oscar Blues
buyout
capital
beer.
Venture Canarchy.
Indie buyout beer.
Mm-hmm. So, yay if you like it. Too bad if you don't, because it's happening.
It's in a grocery store in Fresno. So mm-hmm. Once you make it to a grocery store in Fresno, you are distributing, man.
Regular places. Pliny the Younger's invading the Central Coast. Ooh,
the Central Coast.
I believe that is the closest Younger has ever been to us here in the old valley.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
So there's a first.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the new distribution.
I want to say maybe that Turlock bar that's in downtown Turlock might, but I don't know about Younger. They've had Pliny, but I don't know.
Not the Younger.
You might be right.
I believe that's February 16th is happening at Libertine.
Yeah.
If you're looking for some Younger and also sand smoked fish of some sort.
Yeah.
And sea otters yelping.
Yep. You can watch the fishing boat dock right there in front of you. I'm like, look at those guys washing that boat off.
Washing all the puke off the side.
Yep. Give me another one.
Next victim.
And then you can go in the bar side and play a record.
And if you're looking for something to do on V-Day, Valentine's.
Oh, God.
Zach's Brewing is having a Valentine's Day special. Come get some donuts, tacos, and beers on Valentine's Day.
I wonder if I can make that
with
work.
With your friends at Zach's Brewing.
Is it on Valentine's Day?
It's a package deal.
It's a Thursday, so they're open on Thursday.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. You could have a beer and a bite and a dessert.
I might be able to get away with that. We'll see.
And shuffleboard's up and running now at the Zach's.
Yeah. They had the giant chess and then the course, the giant force.
They have a giant Foursquare?
Connect Four.
Ah.
Okay. Giant Foursquare. Huge Foursquares. So you can't miss when you jump into the jump, when you do when the ball and the Foursquare.
The ball makes the clang.
The clang. I don't know what I'm talking about. Jesus.
They also have giant Jenga, which scares the crap out of everybody every time that thing tumbles.
I was with Scotty B. We were watching that giant Jenga. He's all, Chief, it's going to go down here in a minute. And he said, in 2 minutes, that's going to go. And it was 3 minutes. Ooh. So he was 1 minute off. And
did you see the people shaking their seats when that thing hit the floor?
Wasn't many of us in there. So. Giant Jenga.
Yes, all the giant games.
All the games got to be giant. Can't have normal size.
No.
Got to be giant.
Everybody's got normal size.
Yeah.
We got to be giant.
What is this, a dive bar with your normal size games? We got giant.
Ooh, yes. And that's my culture.
And that's culture. You sure you're good? You said you didn't have anything but the flagship February.
What? When?
That's what you said.
When
earlier.
Did I say that?
At the very beginning.
Rewind the tape.
I have stories.
All right. Let's hear some stories.
Nope. I'm done.
No.
So the world's largest beer company, which has exclusive alcohol category advertising rights during the game.
Oh, yes, the game.
They had purchased 6 minutes and 25 seconds of airtime for five of its brands, Budweiser, Bud Light, Michelob Ultra, Stella Artois, and Bon and Vive Spiked Seltzer.
Seltzer.
So,
oh, gosh.
CBS is reportedly charging a record of $5.25 million for 30 seconds for 30-second commercials during Sunday's game. It's unclear exactly how much AB spent, but they're estimating it could be about $34 million for
chump change.
For 5 minutes and 45 seconds worth of commercials, and there was also a 40 seconds of on-air time, and that wasn't including the branding that they had in the stadium itself during the live feed. So just wanted to say the commercials are cool and all, but $5 million for 30 seconds. Don't know if I'm down for that. I think there's some other cool things they could buy for that amount of money.
Wasn't anything for it. They had to get that put across. No cord syrup. Okay. I know you. I know you guys are worried.
What did that do?
You guys are worried about course. I don't think so.
Did anybody care?
It feels like that had to backfire. Why is that the angle?
AB told Ad Weekly that the ads are part of the company's strategy to elevate beer.
To what?
With spots focusing on quality and innovation.
They have the wrong product to be focusing on quality and consistency, I guess you can focus on.
The article just goes on to basically say, even though they're losing money because their volume is shrinking, they still have money for, CBD research and Super Bowl campaign ads.
Yeah, what any decent craft brewer is going to have quality. All it did was anger their macro competitors.
Right. It angered their growers.
Oh, yes, the corn.
Yeah, corn. We hate you now.
That was the best part of that. Yeah. People who they had no idea, no intention of offending,
like,
got offended.
Guess what? We grow corn, motherfucker.
And we used to drink your beer.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. Who that was intended for. It's like, you know, you're Bud Light, right? Not really. Should be like going like touting how like we don't use corn, sir. Oh God. That's what I was worried about. Switching now. Corn syrup? Hell no. It's a weird one. It feels like a miss.
Oh, yeah. But
who knows?
A lot of commercial for no point.
So,
but they did get that Game of Thrones tie-in, which was crazy. So, commend them on that.
So, Green Flash is expecting a good 2019.
Okay.
They're saying roughly about a year ago, things start to fall apart for them, which included closing two production facilities, laying off 76 employees, and pulling distribution from 42 states.
Pissing midway off through the all year. The Alpine fans.
They also sold to a different company during that time. They said they were the 43rd largest craft brewery in 2017. And they took a step backwards in 2018, obviously. 2017, they had roughly 72,000 barrels. They went down 10% from 2016. And they said collectively in 2018, they brewed about 35,000 of the 77 of their capacity. And they said it was a 55-45 split between Alpine and Green Flash of what was brewed last year.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That close?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And they're saying,
hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We hear you.
It stinks in here. Wow. Why is it stinking here?
I don't know, man.
What? You keep an old Taco Bell in this joint?
Maybe. He's in the fridge.
Oh, you're talking about me, not to me.
No.
I was like, he's in the fridge. That's funny.
Over the past 8 months since the Green Flash has resurfaced, they've started to hire something like 14 salespeople, marketing reps, and re-engaging with the company's wholesalers and retailers. So they're starting to repair things. They're going to go through a branding redesign to signify new, you know, new packaging, new company, rebirth, the whole thing. And one of the crazy things I saw was in the article is the company also reformulated its flagship West Coast IPA.
Flagship February.
To check it in at 7% of ABV versus the 8.1. As numerous consumers voice their desire for the original recipe. So the West Coast IPA will be different or same as you remember it.
Same as it never was.
This is not 8%.
It's going to be different or the same.
I like the same.
Mm. Whatever you want, your mind wants to grab onto.
And as you may know, they say that Alpine is flourishing. And it's like, of course it is. It's good beer.
Yep.
And you brought back Nelson is what you did.
Thank you, God, you have Alpine still.
They tried to credit Duet in this article, but it's like, we all know it's Nelson.
It's Nelson.
Yeah.
Nelson. Yeah. Windows up and Nelson, please. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about windows up.
Windows down?
Yeah, windows down. That's good. That's a good beer.
And then U.S. senators seek permanent tax relief for alcohol producers. So there was a two-year temporary tax relief on federal excise tax for domestic brewers. For those who produce fewer than 2 million barrels annually, it was reduced from $7 per barrel to $3.50 per barrel on the first 60,000 barrels.
Uh-oh, it's a tiered system.
Yep. And,
oh, boy.
And legislation also cut the federal excise tax to $16 per barrel on the first 6 million barrels for all other breweries and importers, while maintaining the $18 per barrel for excise tax for brewers producing more than 6 billion. So they're running it through the House and Senate. They got 56 senators and 300 House members, and they basically passed on both sides to have this permanent decrease kind of in effect. So, yay.
Make it less beer money, more beer.
Less money, more beer.
Make it easier for people to make beer.
Tastes great, less filling.
It's at, it's across the country. We're still catching up on beer laws from when beer was illegal.
Illegal beers.
We got a new beer going around from Left to Right Podcast Dial from Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps. What is this, it's Nick? It's
Weldworks 3.8 miles.
Whoa.
Mosaic, El Dorado, and Lemon Drop hops. Keep cold, drink now. Fine-tuned beer.
I get the lemon drop.
Ooh, my goodness. It says 3.8 miles, but the alcohol ABV says more.
This is good.
Good beer. Ooh, Mosaic. Yes, please. Oh, yeah, there's some lemon drop. Mm-hmm. Droppage. So speaking of the Super Bowl, what did you guys think about the whole, the dude drinking a Stella?
No, it's ridiculous. Okay. I'm surprised that he's able to do that. Like, I don't understand how you're using a character's likeness.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess the Coen brothers probably had no rights to it. It's probably the movie company.
Oh, you think whoever the production company?
Probably had the rights to it.
Damn it.
So I doubt the Coen, because the Coen brothers would not sign off on that.
Yeah.
So they must not have had the rights to it. So, yeah. I mean, it was cool seeing the dude doing something that we've never seen before.
Yes.
And it was very dude-esque, except for the dude would never be in that place.
Right.
That place was just ridiculous. And then the premise was that the dude goes there all the time. I was like, the dude does not go to this place. There's no way.
The dudeness, his dudeness.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so a little bit of it, there was a little bit of joy of seeing the dude do something new, mm-hmm. but everything else about it sucked ass.
Okay. Just making sure.
What? What do you think? What? What?
No, I thought it was a little farce. You know, I did not believe he'd be drinking a Stella of any of his choices of beers.
Yeah.
Other than his typical beverage.
Stellas get a little skunky, though.
You think he likes the
I don't think
association
to the... completely unbelievable for him to drink a Stella, but it's just that... the whole premise that he comes in that place. It was like a nice, high-end, classy place.
He is slowly just... I mean, he always was the dude, but like everyday life. Like, if you see him in any interviews anymore, it's like you just expect him to show up in a robe and some boxers and just be like, hey,
he's pretty
here to do this interview, I think.
So if he walked up to the bar and said, give me a beer... and then they handed him a Stella, and he said, oh, that's not bad. That would have been a better situation.
Yeah, I would have believed that a little more.
What do you have? Give me a beer.
What do you got there?
And then Sam Elliott shows up. You know, dude,
you shouldn't be doing this.
You shouldn't be drinking so much.
You really need money. You really need money. You're pretty old, dude. You don't need more money.
Old Jackie Treehorn.
That's all the culture that we have. Ooh.
Podcast within a podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hopefully. We'll see.
We'll see. Slow week. Slow week, dude.
Slow week. Hey! 559-492-0542. Voicemail line of the Perfect Four and the Dorktown Network. What do you think of that?
I don't know. They're trying to make a comeback using our brand new board.
Whoa.
I don't know.
Dorktown using a new board. Didn't even pay for it. Didn't even pay a fee.
Didn't even leave a tip. I don't see a tip jar on this table.
No tip. No nothing.
Did they have the time of their life?
Well, come on.
No, we can't hear you.
Hey, guys, can you hear me? Why not? Let's try again, guys.
Hey, guys. It's Ricky from little old Denair, California. I just got out of school and thought I'd give you guys a call, give you an update.
Cool.
Went to a bachelor party recently.
Ooh.
It was woo! All right.
Movies.
A couple of buddies drove up to Reading to visit one of our friends. And it was nice enough to take us to a couple breweries up there. First was Wild Card. Wild Card Brewing.
Good old Wild Card.
For a small little operation, a small brewery they got going on there. They were pretty good. They had a single hop lager. Brewed with just mosaic, so it was right.
Crisp,
clean, hoppy, aromatic. Woo!
Say more things like that.
Fantastic. They didn't do crawlers. They only did growlers. And they sold some of their own stuff. But he wasn't willing to buy that much of it. Next stop, what was it? Oh, Final Draft. If you're in Reading, for whatever reason,
baseball
stop by Final Draft Brewing. They were phenomenal. Really big. Surprised
screenwriting
how
reference.
How much of a selection that they had. They had an Imperial Porter brewed with coffee. Field. Good gravy. I think Nick would have just died right there.
Gravy?
I died. Joy.
It was phenomenal. That was great. What was that? Attitude Adjustment is what it was called. Oh, man. It was fantastic. And then I got, they don't just sell crawlers. They don't just sell growlers. They can individual 16-ounce cans. So if you want just a 16-ounce can of this,
I've heard about this.
Zach's Brewing.
So I got eight of them. Got one, I think it was called Russian Collusion. And I think you can guess.
No collusion. No.
Very dark. Very
no. No, no, no.
It was great.
No.
And hey, thanks for hitting me up on Instagram. I hit you guys up while I was partying up in San Francisco for San Francisco Beer Week. You responded really quick. Surprised the crap out of me. So I'll be sending you guys some stuff up there.
Oh.
Nothing too special. Maybe some New Glory. Maybe some stuff from this Final Draft. I'll hopefully send you something good so we can maybe get something going on here. Or just so you can enjoy some beers on the show that I send up.
Yep.
Don't
expect any beer in return.
Thanks for everything you guys do. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Yeah, don't expect. Like, we're going to start trading. No. That's not what we do.
It's our PO box is entrance only.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't let us send anything out. They're like, nope. Nah, they're cool peeps. We could do it. We just don't know how. We don't know how.
Can I ship this package?
We are dumb.
I guess you could.
I guess you could. Oh, okay.
Cool.
Just checking.
Yeah.
See you later. Have a good day.
Just waiting for my table at the breakfast. Fresno breakfast.
Fresno breakfast house.
Yep.
Cool. No, you go to Maru after that.
Ooh.
I haven't been to Maru in a while.
I wish Maru would do. They have Sierra. That's all they have.
Flagship.
They're all flagship February. Maru, man, featuring Flagship February right now with Sierra Nevada.
Yes.
Pale ale. But good sushi, Maru. Just saying.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Nope.
Fontana Jim here.
Fontana Jim here tonight.
Close.
And I thought, first I wanted to let everybody know that my crawler situation was fine. I think the kettle sour was just really carb to begin with, and it was showing how hard it was to get out of that can and get into my mouth. So we cracked that with the Garage Boys last weekend, and it was fantastic.
And you're obviously still alive.
I have a fun little trivia question for you guys. Maybe not a trivia question, just a fun question.
It's not the actual show.
Pay attention, Mikey.
I'm trying.
If Beer Styles were haircuts, what Beer Style would a mohawk be? What Beer Style would a Caesar cut be?
What?
What Caesar? Beer Style would be fun and hip, but you wouldn't want to be caught dead with, like, I don't know, like a mullet. What kind of Beer Style would a mullet be? And finally, last and least, what beer style would that big haircut down to a bald hat be? Anyways, have a good time. Keep the good drinking. Stay hydrated.
Keep the good drinking.
Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Get out of my dreams.
This is what Fontaine and Jim's jamming to down the 51.
It's on repeat too.
In his convertible Chrysler LeBaron.
Yes.
Fontana Jim hair just blowing in the wind. He's got his left arm out the over the door. Yeah. Kind of out there a little bit. He's all, hey,
how you doing?
Hey. Once in a while he'll see a big rig. He'll do the pull down the horn thing. Hey, bro. Yeah, man.
Woo! Woo! He does the look over and he pulls his sunglasses down to look past them. And then he pushes him back up and turns his head straight.
Yep. And then magically finds a fifth gear to get into and accelerates out of there.
Yeah, he was going like 80, and then all of a sudden he accelerates out of there to 100 miles per hour. Uh-huh. And then he goes off into the
reach.
He just goes off into the grapevine.
Isn't
into
that
the
a lyric
sunset.
For the song?
Sure. Out of my
we
reach.
Keep going. I don't know if we're over our limit or not, but
nobody cares about the '80s.
What a mohawk! What's a beer style? That's a mohawk. What's the mohawk of
the
beer
mohawk
styles?
Of beer styles?
To me, that screams punk rock, which screams cheap.
All right.
Schlitz, all right. No,
but it's got to have some bite to it. I feel like it's. Arrogant Bastard? No, that's metal. Though.
That's too on the nose.
Too on the nose. I just have Billy Ocean in my head right now. I can't do anything. Can't think straight. Nah, thanks.
There we go. This is our thinking music.
Yeah, I get my good creative juices flowing now.
Get some juices flowing.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Coors Light.
Wow, that's the punk rock of all the light talkers.
That's a mohawk. Oh gosh,
I could see a guy with the mohawk drinking a Coors Light. I don't know why.
I'm seeing Sierra Nevada Torpedo. It's cheap and it'll get you drunk.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Okay,
Milwaukee's best.
Double dry hop Milwaukee's best.
Oh yes, yes. Flagship February approved.
Flagship February. A mullet? What's a mullet? It feels like it's the same as a...
Ooh, what's a mullet?
Mullet. What's a mullet of beer?
Modern Times Ice.
Yeah, I believe that.
All right. It's ironically a mullet, but it's still a mullet.
Yeah, it's ironic mullet. They're like, oh, he's doing that on purpose. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
I'm looking at the beer wall for inspiration.
Oh, damn. The old beer wall.
The old beer wall. The last place where bombers live.
Yep, the last place for bombers. Yeah, I'm going to have to convert that to can.
You might have the biggest collection of bombers within a 200-mile radius.
You have more bombers than any distributor in Fresno right now.
Yep. Yeah, the old beer wall.
Too bad it's out of your reach.
Oh.
Out of my reach.
That's going to be stuck in my head all night.
You're welcome.
My wall.
Don't make me pull up Caribbean Queen.
There's always
one more Billy Ocean.
There's always a group of songs that go with every episode at this point, and I tried to, on Spotify. I tried to start making a playlist.
There you go.
I did it one week. I was like, "This is a playlist.
This is wonderful.
This is a playlist for our episode this week," and I haven't done it since. But
because it was out of your reach,
yep, and into my car.
We're buffering.
I don't know.
Buffering.
I think it would be easier the other way around if you gave us beer styles and then we had to assign a haircut to them.
Yeah.
It seems too hard
It's too difficult
too
for us.
Too much work.
But it's a great question, the Fontana Jim.
Mullet 805. There we go. I looked at something.
There you go. I am into that.
I think 805 would qualify for any of his suggestions.
Okay, 805 cool. Qualifies. Hey,
Fontana yep. Jim, real quick. I wanted to give you a real Jim. Quick update. I think it might have been on a looking out for maybe an episode or two, 3 weeks ago. The Blend-O-Matic series of IPAs, the collab between Alesmith and Second Chance Beer Company. One mm-hmm. was a hazy, the other one was a brute. Mm-hmm. I have to be honest with you, I tried them both separately. Very ho-hum-ish. Don't really recommend them as a single beer.
Was but that your untapped review?
Oh, fantastic. There's some kind of weird beer synergy going on. I'm going to finish both of them together blended because that's just the only way to drink this beer. But on their own, no bueno. Not so much. Very ho-hum. But together, fantastic. Cheers.
Cheers.
Keep up the good work.
No, there I'm not playing is. Second time.
There it is.
No.
Come
no, you
on.
You got one. Keep up the good work.
You ready to go?
That's it. One. Keep up the good work per week. Okay.
Damn it.
Don't try to double up on keep up the good work because not allowing it. All right, those are traditional voicemails from Dorktown Network. Let's get in to some emails where we might find some new podcasts or classic
podcasts. Changed it up on us.
You never know what's going to happen, man. This crazy show. Crazy show.
She calls me up, left me a voicemail.
What's happening?
I don't know what's happening here.
There's all kinds of music. We're having a good time. We're having fun.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. It's always fun here.
Ooh,
bluegrassy.
Hey, perfect pour. This is Aaron, the beer metal dude, your right. Saint Antonio, Texas rep.
Wow.
I apologize if this goes a bit over the 3 minute mark, but trust me, this is a very good voicemail.
As if he didn't.
I'm sure you'll allow it. Anyway, huge thanks to you guys and to Chew Your Beer for answering my question about the one-man podcast thing. I really do appreciate that, and I will just keep on rotting in the podcast world. So, I know I play a lot of metal on my show, and of course I play the metal during my voicemails here with you guys, and it really seems to be catching on. I hear a lot of music now and a lot of the voicemails, so I think that's pretty cool. Anyway, so today I decided to play a little country music that I like to listen to in response to Colin and Janine's country beer show. Clever, by the way, but nowhere near the sheer ferocity of metal. A little subpar, I guess. Just kidding. Anyway, so I'm going to give you guys some content that I am introducing to the world here on The Perfect Pour. So
Sounds like Dave Edmunds doing country.
I love how... You know, Paul does all the music for you guys. Mm-hmm. And I kind of went in that same direction. I asked my friend, Peter Hasselbrack, who has a one-man death metal band called Blood Soaked. He's from North Carolina.
He handles all the guitars, bass, vocals,
and drum programming with this band. And yes, he plays live and tours all over the fucking world. It's pretty badass. Anyway, I asked him to write me a theme song for my podcast. And recently, he completed the song, and I'm ready for the world to hear it. It is being played here first on The Perfect Pour.
Holy shit.
Since I'm not quite ready to actually record my next episode. But way too fucking excited to get this song out there. So, This was recorded at his home studio, then mixed and mastered at Chernobyl Studios from the Ukraine.
Wow.
Since it is a death metal song, and not everyone has an ear for understanding the vocals, here are the lyrics. That way you know what he's saying during the song. Craft beer reviews with the metal connection. Dissecting each beer in an open discussion. Inebriated explicit ramblings as the day goes. This is the Beer Metal Show.
Holy shit.
You ready?
Yes. Here it goes.
Ready? Yep.
Beer Metal Show.
Good amount of down-tuning.
Down-picking.
Down-picking. Good use of China.
It's a one-man band. What do you want? Craft beer reviews with the metal connection. Dissecting each beer in an open discussion. Inebriated explicit memory as the day goes. That's fair. This is the Beer Metal Show.
Ooh.
What do you guys think?
I liked it.
I fell in love with it the second, the first
note
hit.
You owe that guy $10,000.
Right, so I'm out. Thanks for letting me show off the song here. All right, so here's some parting words by the country artist I am playing in the background, Mr. Hank Williams III, or simply Hank III. Keep up the great work, guys. Thank you very much. Cheers. They say that I'm the old man.
Oh my goodness.
Did they just cuss?
Oh my goodness.
Hank Third holds nothing back.
Apparently.
Middle country.
That was badass.
That was a good song.
Ooh, all of it was good. Quite the contrast.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Get down with this.
I'm ready to stalk her now. I got her number, got her name. She already told her to get in my car. Now he's in her dreams now. He's injected himself into her dreams. Inception.
No more love on the run.
Oh, that was bad. The beer metal show.
Can't run with broken kneecaps.
Wow. He's a way darker.
Oh, all right. It's our final voicemail / podcast of the week.
Orderly, the perfect pour to your beer. Guess what I'm doing? I'm calling Orderly.
You're drinking.
First winner of Fill in the Blank of 2019.
Ooh, Mark
in Missouri won a can of Beechwood Awesome Hops Homes. And funny homes. And come home from work, and I find this huge box in my driveway, Holmes. So I bring it in, pop it open. Guess what, Holmes? Good old Scotty B came through, Holmes. Zach,
yeah.
Steven at Zach Brewery sent me 2 4 packs of Chocolatazo.
Oh, Holmes. My so goodness.
I did, Holmes, yeah. I drank one, Holmes. I had to. It's delicious.
Not even cold.
And then I put one up on Untap, Holmes. For what? Fill in the blank contest, eh? So somebody out there is going to be a lucky winner. And we'll win a crawler of 16-ounce Chocolatazo brewed at Zach's Brewery in Fresno. Other than that, man, I've been chilling. The bottle shop has been doing outstanding on inventory. Moonraker, been drinking Moonraker. Moonraker is amazing. They're getting Alvarado Street soon. And then
it's over.
I don't know what else to say,
it's
man.
It's over.
This is beer's been flowing good, I say. And this weather's cold, eh? It snowed on Monday, Holmes. That was crazy, eh? Well, other than that, man, that's snowed. It. Just get an on tap, follow Chew Your Beer, and try to win a beer, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer. You have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Chocotazo. Yeah. You could win You gotta be. That's the only reason to be on Untappd is to be Chew Your Beer's friend, and so you could win that, dude.
That's it.
Yeah, you could win your own Chocotazo.
Man. Chocotazo. Oh, look at Louie wants some Chocotazo.
Louie, you want Chocotazo? Louie, Chocotazo? Want Chocotazo? Chocotazo. Chocotazo. I was there. I was there when you don't want to deal with the Chocotazo. When the Chocotazo was ordered.
Whoa. What does it look like?
Looks good. Oh. But Scotty B, man, he did it. Hooked it up. This is a music episode. Heavy music episode. Oh, ASCAP. Oh, ASCAP fees are all up to date.
Asshat?
Asshat fees. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show.
So, Zax has been open for roughly 2 months now. I wonder if any... What's their longest running beer so far? Is it Chocotazo?
I have not seen Chocotazo being off the board.
Yeah.
So... I don't know what else though, if there's anything that's not been on the board at one point, as far as, you know, there's gotta be something.
Yeah. I'm sure something's broke for, you know, gone and maybe but, come back man, quickly, but
Chocotazo gotta keep that. Always gotta keep it on.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have crowlers, the 60-ounce crowlers of Chocotazo, so they can be sent out.
Labels just like are
Chew.
In.
I think Chew got the first because Scotty B got those on this. They'd only been giving out crowlers for maybe an hour.
Wow!
And Scotty B got those Chocotazos ordered and got them sent out. Because I was there, and I was thinking, like, man, we gotta get Chew a Chocotazo. I didn't know what Scotty was doing. And then Steven brings out these 2 4 packs of Chocotazo.
Oh, ready to go.
And he's like, I'm giving them the Chew Your Beer, Chief.
Oh, man.
I was like, oh, man. Scotty B, you're the man.
He made a looking out for.
Yep. So thank you all for contributing to the show. She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't. Are we all doing all right? What we got left around here? We're going around beer.
We need a new beer.
I feel harsh. Looking
out for the thing in front of you.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Yeah.
Meal.
I love gold.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
Does it? It does. Zauer grapes.
Wash your mouth.
Zauer grapes. Seven Seals Brewery, a collaboration series with Altbra. Nelson Dry hopped kettle sour saison with Sauvignon Blanc grapes. And I'm not sure Matt, do you know where this came from?
Tim Decker.
Tim Decker.
Of Altbrau.
Good old Tim Decker.
You're just trying to piss him off, aren't you?
Yeah, you know. We got to keep him humble. Can't let this go to
don't
his head.
Don't you dare.
We were here first, sons of bitches.
Woo.
Hi.
Yeah. Whoa, that's a lot of stuff happening.
Whoa.
A lot of stuff happening in that beer. Matt, what are you looking out for?
It's a Billy Ocean.
Yeah. Is there a Billy Ocean beer?
Was there a Billy Ocean in the house?
I hope somebody, one of our local breweries now is going to name a beer after a Billy Ocean thing.
All right. So from Highland Park Brewery, there is Hello LA. 6.8% West Coast IPA with Citra and Mosaic hops. Looks like it'll be an interesting beer. And
is it packaged?
Yes, cans.
Okay.
Six packs.
Cans.
Oh, sorry. Four packs.
Four packs.
Four packs is the limit. Ounce, and they run packs. $17 a four pack.
Mm. That's not terrible.
And then, sorry, I'm searching for what I...
Searching. Mm-hmm. ISO.
In search of...
Not SEO.
No. LOF.
Ooh.
We're in LOF, not ISO.
Get your...
Come on, get your acronym straight, bro.
Here's an interesting beer. From Sloop Brewing Company.
Sloop, there it is.
There is Sloop Jam. Sloop it is jam. A boysenberry blackberry lactose sour.
Wow. You're looking out for that.
I want to know what that tastes like. That sounds like a disaster, but it could be pretty cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Sloop is in... Hopewell Junction, New York. So maybe XL can fill us in on that beer. And then, Warp Tube, Modern Times. Of course, I should have remembered that one. That's what I was looking for. Double IPA with Idaho 7 Nugget and Strata. Experimental Hop 6277. Yield of Turbid Symphony,
fruit, so turbid.
So it's those some things I'm looking out for. Just throw it all out there.
Got some different ones.
Throw it all out there. See what happens. Yeah. See what sticks.
Yeah, man. Why not? It's Flagship February. Go crazy.
Looking out for some PBR, some Yellow Bellies, yeah. Some Torpedoes.
Ooh,
those are not craft flagships, sir.
Sir.
Nick, what are you looking out for?
I am looking out for some loffing some Loffoli from New Belgium. Special edition this year, a Grand Reserve.
Oh, special edition, that's not flagship, dude.
Loffoli's been out for 20 years this year.
I guess it's flagship.
How much more flagship do you need?
25 years.
Oh, well then. Yeah. Brand new Grand Reserve edition of Loffoli this year.
Grand Reserve.
One of the greatest sour brown ales ever made.
Whoa. That's fine. Nobody's going to challenge you on that. Dude.
Never heard of it.
You don't know your sour browns, bro.
Yeah. Whatevs. Oh, man. I remember drinking that on draft at Spokeasy when they first opened.
Wow. Such all the memories. Yes. That was a great time. That was a great day.
What a great day.
It was a great day for me. I remember that.
Remember it well. Used to have to search for it in a bottle. Maybe Whole Foods, maybe.
They probably still have that keg there. You probably could go there.
We never sold out of it.
Yeah, you can kick that keg.
It's been hogging one of their six taps for the last 12 years.
God damn. Somebody. Anybody.
Just finish it already.
Is that it? Is that
Yes.
Yes.
How about let's throw a flagship in there. Let's check out for some.
Give me another flagship.
Ooh, let's see. Early craft beer. What could
Red Dog
possibly? What the hell's a Red Dog?
You don't know. I don't want to explain it.
Wow. How about let's say is Bear Republic Racer 5. Is that a flagship?
Sure.
Fieldsburg.
I'll allow it.
All right.
How about this? A collab I that is, this is the third version, third year of it, or third time they've done this. But I first time I've heard of it. Sierra Nevada and Dogfish Head combining, collabing for Life and Limb. It's an ale with brown syrup and birch syrup.
Whoa. What the hell's birch syrup?
It's got a rad label art. That's what drew me to it. It's a 10.2 and 16-ounce bottles. Or maybe it's cans, but I think it's bottles. And I don't know. Not necessarily a style I'm into, but I just thought we all should look out for
syrup style.
Yeah. the Green Flash, the label refresh. I know you talked about Green Flash. Did you talk about the label refresh?
Not on purpose.
They refreshed the labels. So I'm looking out for now. They better be new labels. Otherwise, it's old.
Old beer.
Old beer.
Ooh, Carl Strauss Red Trolley, flagship.
Oh, boom, boom. Nailed it.
Boom.
Nailed it. Got to get some Red Trolley. Red Trolley. I never see it in the store, I don't think.
I don't ever see it in the store.
I see Carl Strauss, but I don't see Red Trolley.
The only place I've had it lately is Rocket Dog.
Oh, Rocket Dog.
They have it on draft.
Red Trolley. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good... good flagship to look out for. And that's enough for looking out for beers. Drank beer this week. Hopefully we're lucky enough to have some beer this week. Let's check it out. Matt, Bearded Brewer 87.
Yes, are you asking me so that you can go first? Because it looks like you were more adventurous than the rest of us.
Me? No. Okay, are you not ready? Because I would rather hear your adventures.
Oh, sir. I'm totally ready, but I want to make you go first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
You jerk. I'm prepared and...
Okay, fine. I'll go.
Yes.
So, as you may know, Pliny the Younger happened over the past weekend. Uh-huh. I did not attend, but guy, some coworkers did. Some coworkers did attend, and they brought me back some beers. So, I was able to enjoy a fresh Pliny that was only a week old.
Oh, okay. Just a regular Pliny, not a Younger.
Went into Goldstein's, and they still had Lucky Day on draft. And I was like, why are you people not drinking this?
How is that still there?
So I made sure to help them out by having a couple of pints.
That is crazy.
I walked in the 30 degrees that it was last night. I walked from Goldstein's to Spokeasy, knowing that I only had time for one quick beer before they closed. And I was like, okay, scanning the board. Oh, they have Citraholic on draft. So I had a Citraholic from Beechwood at Spokeasy. The best thing ever.
Best ever.
I tried out the newer restaurant to North Fresno, Lazy Dog. Uh-huh. Had a decent burger. The Buffalo Cauliflower was good, too.
Okay.
It's wow. Yeah. Huh. They deep fry breaded cauliflower and then put some hot sauce on it, a little bit of blue cheese. It was actually pretty fantastic.
All right.
And then I had their Panic IPA while I was there, if I didn't mention that. But I had a Panic IPA.
I heard Lazy Dog. I've seen that Lazy Dog has their own, in-house beer. They have an in-house beer.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who makes their in-house beer. It does? Are you for real?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I guess I can't have their in-house beer. I know. Now I know. Did you talk about that before?
If I didn't, I meant to.
I don't think you did, but maybe you didn't. So what? That was the only one you had at Lazy Dog?
Yeah, just one beer.
Okay. Did they have a decent list there?
They do. Mm-hmm. They have a pretty good selection.
Even outside of their own beers.
Oh, yes.
Did you inadvertently have one of their in-house beers anymore?
No.
Okay. No. All right. No. Just checking.
I saw Panic and was like, gotta have Panic.
Right.
Ah!
Ah!
Panic! Had a Modern Times Ice while I was also at Goldstein's. Was at the undisclosed location, since it was a social media blackout on Sunday. And I popped open a 2014 Velvet Merkin that I had sitting in the back of the fridge. And that beer was fantastic. It was not really that hot. It was probably at the end of its lifespan, but I realized it was only 8%. And it was sat in my fridge for 5 years. So,
wow.
Pretty fantastic, though. It was a good experience.
5 years old.
Do recommend it. And this past Saturday evening, I actually had the night off. I had the whole day for other events, but the evening I hit up the Hammer or Jason and Matt Bott, and we met up at the Zach's, and so we had a did our own little ale trail, a beer trail, and we, you know, had a mosaic, and I had Don't Be Suspicious, and then we went over to Hot PK for a quick bite and had a Lancelot there.
Nice.
And then we somehow ended up at Strummer's, and then there's all the, you know, you just start having PBRs and Sierra Nevada Pales, and you know, just start riding that way.
Flagship PBR.
It's a flagship beer.
It was 80s night, you know.
Things. 80s flagship. Oh,
yeah. Little Billy Ocean happened in the background.
They probably did. So that all got pretty cray. Pretty cray.
Man, flagship and Billy Ocean.
Flagship February.
Great day, man. Great day.
February.
February.
How do you spell it? February.
February.
Oh, February. Oh, the month of brewers, February.
Oh, fridge mic.
Oh, fridge mic.
What's happening?
I don't get this kind of treatment when I go to the fridge.
Oh, you get your treatment. Oh, geez. The King Kong in there?
Is that a 4-pack or a 6-pack?
That's 4-pack.
Yeah, you got it right.
Yeah!
Woo! Ooh, he knows his packs.
I know my fridge pack my counts.
Packs.
Woo! Oh!
Ooh, it got icy in here all of a sudden.
Nick got his own 4-pack.
Ooh, just got ice.
That's the good kind of ice.
Nick just got handed a 4-pack of ice.
Just got iced.
4-pack of ice.
God damn it, I don't have a 5 on me. So.
I love gold!
I was like, you could send digital money.
No, I can't.
There's a fee.
My tubes are not warmed up, sir.
There's a fee when you send it digital.
There's not.
Friends and family.
No.
Friends and family.
Well, that's Venmo. PayPal.
Yes. PayPal?
No, so if you pull from a debit card, they don't charge you for digital money. If you pull from a credit card, they charge you.
On PayPal or Venmo? Venmo, I think, makes you pay.
No, not on Venmo. Not on Square Cash. Not on Google. Maybe PayPal. Okay. But PayPal has the friends and family. That's what the brother just mentioned.
Oh, okay. And they don't charge for friends and
family. She likes tangerines.
Going around the table from middle to right to left of your podcast, all a brand new beer from Tioga Sequoia. What is it, Matt?
Garden Vibes.
Oh, it should have been Garden Gnomes.
Garden Vibes. It's got a cool-ass label art. It's got drawing, you know, like notebook style people drawings. Like your
peachy folder.
Yeah, peachy folder notebook style drawings on the can. It's super rad.
So there was a couple.
Oh, fuck. You haze bros got me.
You just got hazed, bro.
Got hazed, bro.
Son of a.
Woo, we got him, bro. Yeah. Woo, high five, bro.
Wow. Louis left him hanging, so he high-fived himself.
We just hazed him, bro.
So the quick short story was there was a couple in town.
Long story longer.
They were in the tap room, and they had this manila envelope, and they split it in half, and the guy drew on one side of it, and she drew on the other. And
my house is going to be better.
Yeah.
And they both just started drawing people that they saw in the tap room. They didn't know anybody there. And they just started drawing who they saw. So there's Sahab. There's a couple of the employees. There's random people. There's a dog.
Yes, a dog.
Yeah. So it was just kind of cool to see their interpretation. So we literally scanned it and formatted it for a label and call it Garden Vibes. That was what they're vibing. But this is
check one of our social media feeds or the label art or our album art for the episode. You'll see it.
It's a New England single IPA. It features.
Try to guess what hop this is.
It's it features Pilsner malt, oats, and some white wheat. Has a Simcoe in the start of boil.
Simcoe.
It also has Simcoe in the whirlpool and Simcoe in the dry hop.
Yeah, and, I was getting it.
But the other hop, I don't think you might be able to guess the one of the two.
I know it's 7.
Nope. So there's a hop called Styrian Fox, and then Azaka in the dry hop.
What does the fox say?
No. Shh. No.
So
not starting that here.
I think this beer is going to do very well.
Yeah,
it's a good beer.
You haze bros
hazed it up. Really?
Ugh, it's sticking to my tongue.
It's all the oats. It's
sticking.
Damn oats.
It's sticking to my tongue.
That was all your big cuts? We're good? Nick? Or were there more cuts?
Oh, I...
Matt, Nick? Nick, Matt?
I became ill over the weekend, so I have not had a beer since last Wednesday.
Oh, no.
So to Wednesday this week, because we record on Friday...
Oh, yeah, right now. Live.
We are beginning car show season, and I had my first Volkswagen meeting of the year at the Popolos Pizza, and they now have 3 Weavers on draft.
Mm-hmm. They do.
Wow.
Yeah.
At Popolos.
I was like, ooh, that looks tasty. 3 Weavers on draft, huh? And they're like, yeah, do you want it?
Like, I'm sure.
Yes.
Like, is that a thing? I don't know.
Please? With a side of ranch? Nice. I don't know what's going on here.
Now we got to go. I got to go. Popolos this weekend.
Go get some pops and get some 3 Weavers.
I'm going to be in the arcade, so.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck.
We're going to be lamenting about the salad bar.
Bring your quotas.
Matt was a jerk and posted on his Facebook memories. And it was the old
the original salad bar.
And I was like,
at least he took a picture for posterity.
It's never going to be like that again.
Never.
It's so sad. It was such a better, like when he posted that, I was like, I immediately want to go to there, to the original Popolos. I hate new Popolos.
You know what's worse than that? Well, maybe equally as worse is when you're sitting in the drive-thru of Arsenio's waiting for your burrito and staring at the old Popolos going, oh, one day. Oh,
look at it there.
If only I could eat pizza there again.
Yeah, it sucks.
What kind of beer do you want? Hold on, let me go to your entryway so I can look at the taps.
Yep. Let me go in the kitchen so I can look in the taps. Crazy. Sorry, guys.
Yes, so. Tis Volkswagen season. Looking out for some car shows, looking out for some more Popolos beers and car meetings. I am looking forward to, I'm going to try and go back down to Bug Inn this year down in Fontana.
Oh.
Maybe have another get it with the Garage Boys.
The Garage Boys. Garage Boys.
Looking out for that. Garage Boys. Garage Boys.
Right. That's all.
Ben Cott leads me into future looking out for.
Good. Another round of looking out for's. The Nick 80 on Untappd. Beer de Brewer 87 on Untappd. And Mikey Tapar. I had for the Super Bowl, I had blah, 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 blah. IPA.
You got to be more specific.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hmm.
Blah, blah.
Could you be more
specific? Yeah, could you please clarify.
21st Amendment's blah, blah, blah IPA. Had it.
Oh.
Had it.
Your ice chest did look pretty nice.
It was okay.
Nice chest.
It had Zach's. That was the only really interesting thing.
I know. There. I was at Zach's on Saturday, and I was like,
I miss you?
I was like, I should get a 4-pack, and because it's all across the street from work, I was like, I should get a 4-pack because I didn't have my car on me. I was like, I should get a 4-pack, hide it at work, and then I could have some reserves while they're closed. Nope, completely forgot. So when it was Sunday, I was like, I wish I had a nice Zach's to open up my. Yeah. Nope, they didn't have it.
I managed to keep some. Look at me.
Keep it.
So I was very envious of you.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty cool. So that All Hopped and Bothered from Zach's Brewing.
Ooh, nice.
Nice beer.
Nice beer. Hey, nice beer you have there.
Hey, nice beer. This was at Zach's proper. Don't be suspicious.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Don't be suspicious.
Pale ale. That's as pale right now.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Chocotazo.
It's mandatory.
I know. I was just like, you know what? I can't leave. I got to have a Chocotazo.
I was DAF last time I was there and still ordered a Chocotazo.
Yeah, I still got to get it. So I got to get that Chocotazo. And I also had the Luponic number 12.
Whoa.
You guys had that yet?
I didn't know who had a 12.
Oh, yeah. There's a melon. It's like Melanie.
Oh.
Kind of Melanie.
Who's Melanie?
If you liked it.
What's she doing? And she's drinking your fire
stuff. She's having fun. She's a great gal. If you like your IPAs, Melanie, that's a good one. Get that Luponic 12. And I think that's pretty much it. All I had this week. That's enough. Been
caught
drinking.
I'm sorry. This Tioga beer is so hazy. It's ridiculous.
Oh, no. Have you added crackers?
Good job, Tioga.
You added crackers that destabilize your hazy?
I don't know. I'm going to have to go gargle with Cholula or something.
That is. Oh, shit. That was not Paul. That wasn't Paul. That was Louie. Louie burp. Sorry, everyone.
Louie stinky.
Very unprofessional.
Blah.
Big cheers to the Golden Gods.
Yes.
Woo! You guys are awesome. Thank you. Thank you for all the money you give us every month of the year. You're like, whoa, people give you guys money for this? Yeah, they do, because they're cool people, good folks. Via the website Patreon. patreon.com/perfectpour. It is a go-between service. They provide a place for you to give us money, and then we provide a little bit of extra content for those people that are nice enough to give us money every month. So you get a bonus show every week with the tailgate, and then just whatever bells and whistles we can figure out in addition to that tailgate. So thank you guys for that, the patrons.
Huh?
And the Patreon dudes, the Conte guy, the head of Patreon's all stressing about not being sustainable about it, that they're not taking enough percentage of what's going on. Their Patreons right now are at record levels of users of podcasters or artists, creatives using Patreon, record levels of money going in, but for some reason Patreon dudes are still like worried that they're not making enough money. So I don't know I assume that means they're going to start taking a bigger percentage at some point. So, which, you know, big deal. I don't, they take 10% basically from us, from us, from, I mean, they're providing a service, so they have a right to take some money for it. But, apparently they're whining that it's, I don't get business because they're doing record business, but they're saying they're in trouble. So it doesn't make sense to me, but okay.
Yep.
Anyway, everything's cool. We're still using Patreon.
Creating a drought
for the now, for right now, and it's great. We're having fun. I've been doing some research on more things that balancing the amount of time we have with what things we can come up with for the Golden Gods. So hopefully we'll have some more stuff going on for that. But big cheers to all the Golden Gods. Also, cheers to Devil Driver 64, to D. Goet 25. That's Douglas. And Chris, a.k.a. Vern, who was at Tioga. Mm-hmm. We missed it. And it sucks, but cheers to Vern for coming through town for Fresno for some reason. I'd like to know why Vern came to town. Got to get with him on Untapped or something. Say, what are we doing, bro? So cheers, everyone that shares the show, subscribes to the show, gives us reviews, tells your beer friends at your beer gatherings, bottle share, whatever, man. Thank you, guys. Matt, do you have some cheers? Yeah.
Yeah, there's just a tickle in my throat.
Woo.
Yeah, I same thing, Vern. He sent me a message on the Untapped. He's all, Matt, thanks for the cheers. I'm going to be in Fresno today. Are you going to be at TS so I can drop off a few cans of beer I brought back from Florida? And I was not able to meet up with him, but he was very understanding because I happen to be at work. You know, that happens from time to time. So, but still, cheers out to him. Cheers out to Silviano. He was the one that donated a couple beers. There's one in the studio fridge, and there's a Pliny I had at home. And then cheers out to Paul. He was making it through town on Saturday. No, Friday. I tried to meet up with him.
Which Paul? Are you
Paul from
about?
Fairfax.
Okay.
What? He was taking the train.
Doesn't make sense to me.
Because he's moving to Arizona?
No, he's moving to Colorado.
Colorado, okay.
Durango. Durango.
Whatever.
What a mistake.
Do you guys know the same Paul? What's going on here?
I think so. So anyways, he was taking the train down, and he was coming through Fresno, and he had about a 20-minute layover between the
train layover, bro.
Shepherd's Inn it is.
Yeah.
And so we were supposed to meet up and trade beers, give him some. I was going to try to get him some Zacks and Tioga, and he was going to drop me off some Hen House and some other stuff that he'd smuggled with him. And the train was running a little bit late. And so he gave me the text. He's like, dude, just pulled up in the station. I was like, I'm filling the crawlers. I'm on my way. I just finished the crawlers, putting labels, getting ready to start the car. And he's like, actually, never mind. And I was like, what? And he's all, the train just took off. They literally stopped.
Like, no stopping.
For like 2.5 minutes and just boof, took off.
Wow. Yep. That's not what a train sounds like.
It's not. He was in Fresno. We tried to meet up, but it just did not happen. And so I'm saddened that we didn't get to exchange beers and hugs and wish him.
He just had to keep them beers with him.
Yeah, and he's like, I guess we'll just have to drink all your beer.
He just tossed it out the window. I was like, fuck it. And these are no good anymore. What? Right in the moor is like he's going through the moor.
Yes. Here you go. Lemurians.
There you go. There you go, Almond Orchard.
Hey, horsies, have some beer.
Hey, cow, beer it up.
Woo. Beer it up. Get drunk.
Keep it easy, man.
Get ripped.
Keep it easy. Rip. That's all your cheers, Matt and Nick.
That's it.
Cheers to the Popolos for having our hosting our meeting. for the Volkswagen Club. Cheers to Der Speed Shack, a Volkswagen shop down in SoCal, California. Sky.Garcia.76, a pretty rad local drummer.
Oh. Shay, did you see Werebear's looking for a drummer?
What? Again?
Better get in there, dude.
All right, I'm in. Maybe. What's their schedule?
I don't know. Your schedule.
It's like Monday mornings
whatever
at 8:30.
Whatever the drummer, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Cheers to the Beer Explorer. And Plant X Slayer, Fresno Vegan Comfort Food Pop-Up.
Not as popular as that vegan place, that truck that went through Tioga Sequoia.
No?
Holy crap.
Wow.
Those guys
Southern are popular. Fried Vegan.
Southern Fried Vegan. Jeez. Popular.
Mm-hmm. We're going to try to get him back.
Yeah, I would think so.
Ta-da.
That's it.
That's all my
cheers. Well, thanks, everyone.
Uncheers to whoever made this hazy beer, because this is ridiculous.
Ooh, snap.
It's the brewers at Tioga.
It's a brewer. One of them.
Thanks. I uncheers you.
That's not how this works. Woo!
Cheers to the guy that got me a 4-pack of ice.
Yeah. Another great week of beering. We appreciate it. Follow us, Perfect Pour Pod, on social media in between shows. That's where things are happening. Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It's all happening there. And the Nick 80.
I'm fine.
Bearded Brewer 87. Mm-hmm. Mikey Top Pour.
Yep.
And
whoa, really? Sneaking that in there.
No, who nothing. Notice, huh? Didn't sneak anything in there. And do well. We'll just have some fun. We're going to continue drinking. I hope you do the same. Hope you have a great week. Be safe. Have fun. Check your dates.
Check your train schedules.
Get out of my dreams and get into my car.
It's not a request, sir.
Oh, it's a demand.
It's a I've got is free.
I got the press. Waiting there for me. This is coming to Fresno.
Ace.
Not Weezer.
Ace. Wait, is Ace really with Kiss?
No.
Now? I didn't think so.
They're still fighting.
Oh, they're still fighting. I'm Kiss. No, you're Kiss. No, wait.
We fired
I'm
you.
I'm Kiss. No, you're not Kiss.
You didn't fire me. I quit.
No, we fired you.
Oh, no, we fired you. After I quit. I feel that no one cares about my face. I got electric guitar.
Ba-do-do-do. I play my stupid song. Stupid words. And I love every word. Wait for me. Yes, I do.
Could you guys turn the Weezer off the PA, please? We haven't paid our PA, our ASCAP fees.
The kids are enjoying it. Can we leave it on for one more second?
Shut it off, please. Put the Billy Ocean on, please.
You had more sales in the last 5 minutes than all year.
Oh, well, never carry on then, I guess. Push those pedals, those new metal pedals we got in.
Do we have Ultra Fuzz in blue?
All the colors.
We need Ultra Fuzz in
blue. Wait, what happened to Weezer?
They went home.
What are you guys doing up there?
Their mom called. They have to do their laundry.
You guys want to get a beer? You know, I never ask you guys. You guys just want to go get a beer?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, We're kind of honored. We'd love to get a beer.
Nah, I was just kidding. I'm not going to get a fucking beer with you guys.
Mom! The manager's being mean again.